Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We may think that San Antonio's unofficial slogan is Keep San Antonio Lame, but there's a group here that wants to make San Antonio more awesome. It's the San Antonio Awesome Foundation. It's a very different kind of foundation. They're dedicated to making the city more awesome. And it has to do with giving a modest amount of funds to some extraordinary local innovative art projects. And this half hour, joining us is the San Antonio Awesome Foundation Dean, Michelle Jacob, and two of her grant recipients, photographer Sarah Brooke Lyons with the 105 Faces Project, along with web developer Jeff Ben Judson from the Wabi Story, a placemaking app that allows you to upload short audio works for others to access in places around San Antonio. Now, if you've got questions or comments about the Awesome Foundations, please give us a call. The number is 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. And welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
So let me ask you, Dean, can I call you Dean Jacob?
Sure. Yes.
So, Michelle, so you are the head of one of the people who helped steer the local Awesome Foundation. But this is a national movement, right?
Yes. Actually, I'm one of the deans, the administrative dean, and then Claudia Loya is our media dean. The foundation actually is all over the United States, Canada. It's also international, and they have an Awesome Foundation Without Borders. And this is our local Awesome San Antonio chapter that we have here.
So how does that work? I mean, is it you're just a local cell? You're really not that connected with the national office. But you're inspired by it and take some leadership cues, but it's basically a local thing.
We do. The Awesome San Antonio Foundation is an independent chapter of the Awesome Foundation. Each chapter makes use of their website, and they have a handbook and other resources for all the different chapters.
Right, but it's locally driven.
Yes, we're locally driven. I can talk about how we started if you like.
Yeah, why don't you tell? Well, I mean, so this, first, I want to get everyone clear. You give away money.
We do. $1,000.
That's important. People ears will go up. You give away money to people who want to do awesome things in San Antonio.
Yes.
It's a modest amount of money. It's not a big million-dollar thing, but it's enough for some people who have some good ideas. They just needed a little bit of money to make it go, right?
Yes, exactly. We pool together 10. There are two deans and 10 trustees, and there are 10 people that each donate $100, which makes up $1,000. It's self-organized, micro-trustees, no strings attached, claiming no ownership. So it's just for projects that help make San Antonio more awesome and projects like Wabi Story and 1005 Faces.
Okay, well, let's dig a little deeper into these new projects that you have funded. So Wabi Story, this is like a mobile app type of thing, right?
Yeah, so it's on the Apple App Store for iPhone or iPod Touch, and we also have a web app version, so if you're on Android or another platform, you can just access it through the website, and it works basically the same way.
So if I'm stomping around San Antonio, I can look at this, and it'll tell me things about where I am?
Yeah, so when you pull it up, it'll show you sites that are near you. So it's organized into sites, and all of the contributors are invited, so it's a kind of curated project. And they create these sites, and they leave audio recordings at the sites. Authors, artists, songwriters.
So I have to be at that physical location to hear that bit.
Correct. Yeah, you have to.
And it uses the GPS in the handheld device to figure that out.
Yeah. So when you pull it up, it'll show you sites that are near you. You can look at a map. It'll give you a little route to it, and then you can go there. But once you're in that location is the only time you can access the recording.
So how did the Awesome Foundation help you make that happen?
Well, in this case, I had actually already released the app before I applied for the grant. And what they helped me do is they're helping me pay contributors, since it's by invitation, and these are artists who are giving their time and their talents to contribute to the project. I'm paying them a small fee like a magazine would. And that money is coming from the Awesome Foundation. And I'm also using it to do a little extra graphic design work and things like that.
So not just anybody can upload something about an audio, or it has to be curated? Or
yeah, not at this time. At this time, I'm inviting people to do it.
But I had some great stuff I was going to do for you, but I guess I'll have to wait for my invitation.
Well, yeah, you can submit a project idea to me, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, and so next, I mean, photographer Sarah Brooke Lyons, she does the 1005 Faces project, and you're taking portraits of folks in San Antonio, everyday people of all ages, all across. We get a great diversity, black and white, dead on, straight on portraits. Why?
Yes, well, the idea is to capture what San Antonio looks like and show how diverse and interesting we are through the portraits. And through the, everybody holds up a little sign and they write something on the sign, and it just becomes this really interesting look at the city.
How did the Awesome Foundation help you get that going?
Well, I've been photographing these people, and the vision that I had for the project was to make a large-scale public art piece. So they funded the piece that I was able to create in Southtown. It's at the corner of South Alamo and South St. Mary's, and the grant went to all the supplies and the cost of those prints. I covered two walls. I think it's like 80 feet by 8 feet with 72 of these portraits.
So that's at the old Highway Patrol Museum across the street from Rosario's, and it's covered where the windows were.
Yes.
with these portraits.
Yes.
And it looks pretty cool.
Thank you.
And so who are you going for on this? Whose photographs are you taking?
I've taken just sort of a cross-section of the city, and as I've been utilizing social media to get the photos out there, I've had interest from people like Diego Bernal and the city council. Joaquin and Julian Castro have reached out, so hopefully I'll be getting their photos too. And then everyday people just of different ethnicities, different jobs, ages, all kinds of people.
And people are writing on this place card, like, and what are they typically writing? About themselves, or they have a message?
Well, there's no rule or regulation as to what they need to write. It's kind of an open space to just express yourself. But most people take it in the direction of being inspiring, or it's a reflection of an experience in life. Or some people draw a little picture. Some people write something funny. So there's even in face and in thought, there's a lot of diversity when you look through the images in the project.
I know that when I go into your Facebook page, you can see a lot of these. Is there a web part of it, or is it the Facebook page?
It's on Facebook, 1005 Faces, and then on my website, which is Sarah Brooke Photography, there's also a gallery on there.
Okay, so here are two good examples of what the Awesome Foundation is doing with what the funds that you've provided. So, Dean Jacob, what is this where are these the best examples, or are there more like this? What's happening?
Well, we've had some great projects. I can list them for you, some of them if you like.
In a minute.
Oh, in a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No. So, but these two projects, how are you know? Are you proud of them? Are these?
Oh,
excited?
Yes. These are amazing. I mean, this
exceeded your expectations.
Yes, very much so. I mean, it's really. I think what we found has been amazing about this is that we select projects to make San Antonio more awesome, and they literally do. They spread throughout, like with examples with Sarah's, how it's just impacted the city with city members reaching out and Wabi Story.
It's definitely drawing on the sense of community in the city.
Definitely.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation. We've got to take a quick break. We do want to hear from our listeners. If they've got an idea for an awesome project, give us a call. If you've got a question about this project system, give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the San Antonio Awesome Foundation. It's a group here that's raised a little bit of money, and they're giving it to local innovators and artists who are coming up with projects to show off how awesome San Antonio is. And with us to talk about that, we have the dean of the local chapter of this is Michelle Jacob, also two local artists or creative types, who as they also are called, photographer Sarah Brooke Lyons, and she does the 1005 Faces project, and also web developer Ben Judson. He has the Wabi Story. So Ben, on the Wabi Story, if I just have my go to the App Store and search Wabi Story. Is that how that comes up?
Yeah, if you have an iPhone. You can also go to wabistory.org, and that'll link you into the web-based version of the app. And it also has a link into the Apple App Store.
And then you just start exploring San Antonio.
Yeah, basically. So we've got Andrew Porter, a great fiction writer from Trinity University, has done a series of fragments from his or excerpts from his stories around Southtown at places that inspired different scenes from his stories. Mark Menjivar from the Luck Archive has gone around to businesses that have Lucky in the name and interviewed the owners about their ideas of luck and what that means to them.
Like Lucky Mart downtown.
Yeah, that's one that he did, actually.
Yeah, that's one of the best places in town to buy a lottery ticket.
And he bought lottery tickets there. You should go check it out. Yeah, he won. Well, I won't tell you the end of the story, but
all right, that's quite the tease. All right, so this sounds exciting, sounds interesting, compelling stuff. And I guess what did you think people were going to do when you started the local awesome foundation for San Antonio?
Well, I came on board about 4 months ago. But I think having started, it's been almost a year. Our anniversary is coming up in October. I think that these projects have exceeded everyone's expectations. And it's been really an amazing process through community and just the different organizations that it touches. So
earlier you were going to tell me about more of these projects. What else you got?
Yes, I was just excited to share with you because we've really had some great ones. Our first one was the solar-powered food truck. San Anto Sculptural Bike Rack was the second one.
Is that the popsicle one, the paletas?
Yes, which was really great. It actually got tied into Bike Month with B-Cycle, and the mayor was there when they actually installed it at San Anto. So that was really nice, the way that really reached everyone. Little Free Libraries in the Park have been really successful. We've had them all over the city. There's the mobile pet adoption vehicle that was one of our winners. Public Beat Community Chalkboards has also done a really great job. They go all over the city, and they have a large chalkboard that different people, anybody can write on. So usually they'll have a statement. They've done them at Hemisphere, First Friday, really great. Thrift Off San Antonio Fashion Show that worked with Goodwill was another one. And we've got Popo's first annual bike repair rally, which will be in September. So it's going to be offer free bike repair to whoever wants to come.
And so what's fueling this is that you have a core group of people who have decided that they're going to pony up, like you said, $100 a month or so.
Yes.
And that's what's creating all of this. These are like the catalyst, giving a little bit of money, got these great projects, these great ideas, a lot of enthusiasm from individuals. And bringing it all together, and using the power of social media to bring it home.
Yes, we do. We have a Facebook page and a Twitter page, and Claudia Loya is awesome with that. She's our media dean again, and she's really good at reaching out and making sure everybody knows where we are. And you know, we also have an award party every month, and we try to move it around. We started off at Alamo Street Eat in Southtown. And tonight we'll be at Bone Shakers on the east side. But we try to move the party around to engage different communities, different people, and to spread the word. So.
And I like the idea that a lot of this is very San Antonio cultural issues, people, identity,
yes.
Our history, our stories, all pushing this along. We're not trying to take something that happened someplace else and bring it here, but we're just trying to highlight little local nuggets.
Exactly. It's really about local. It's about San Antonio. It's really about funding where it needs to be funded with micro granting and things like that. So our criteria is to do something here in San Antonio.
So Sarah Brooke Lyons with the 1005 Faces Project, you have a fascinating story about how art and photography has, you know, been a part of your life. You've got an incredible story. I mean, do you mind sharing it with us? I know you had a tragedy that happened to you with a special friend, and their photography played a big role in that. Can you share?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. I had a boyfriend when I was 19 years old, and I had bought a little Kodak camera. So this was before everyone had cameras in their pockets, and it was a little disposable camera, and he hadn't had photos taken of him in many, many years, so we decided to just take some casual photos of him and him with his dog, and they kind of been sitting on my shelf in my room, and he had an accident with a gun that backfired, and it was a tragic event, and he died because of that, and I had found him, and
You were actually accused of...
I was, yeah. They took me in, they questioned me for murder, and then they figured out I hadn't done it, and they kind of just dropped me off at the hospital.
But just that is adds to the trauma
it was.
Of the grief.
Yeah, it was a, like you said, a traumatic experience, a lot of grief, and he had been kind of estranged from his family, and so I was left to sort of take care of contacting family and planning for him after his death, and... nobody had seen him for a really long time, and I had this camera, and I took it down to HEB and got it developed, and it became this sort of lifeline, this healing tool to remember him and share the stories with his family, and it became important for his family to see what he had looked like, and it became very apparent to me then how impactful a portrait can be of a person after they're gone or even when they're there, or it can just encapsulate so much of a person. And at that time, I moved back home to San Antonio just to kind of deal with some of the experience and grief. And I didn't want to quit college. I wanted to kind of take it easy. So I decided to go to SAC and take some photography classes. And then that became my healing process, being in the dark room and developing the images.
And hadn't you also gone through a very, a marriage that had a lot of domestic violence?
I did, yes. So I went to San Antonio College and I got my associate's degree, and I had gotten married, and it became a very violent marriage, and I kind of became secluded and isolated, as often happens in abusive marriages. The partners who's causing the abuse kind of isolates the other person to sort of perpetuate this cycle. And so when I finally was able to get out of this situation, it took a while to get a safety plan together and all of that madness. I was incredibly fragile in social situations. And the camera became a way for me to feel comfortable being around people. To go to events, I didn't have to just present myself. I had this sort of barrier. And it became a way for me to interact. And I slowly healed with the camera and became able to be around people again.
But it's very interesting to look at your art. You know, you're specializing in portrait photography of people.
Yes.
And you're trying there. And there is the image of the individual in black and white.
Yes.
And it's very, you know, have this neutral background.
Mm-hmm.
And you have presenting their face, but also presenting a story with the place card and that and whatever note they want to put on there. And you do see things behind the face that tells stories.
Absolutely. My favorite part of photography is getting to know people. And every portrait session that I have, I learn these incredible things about interesting people that I can't tell all of it in just a single picture. And this is one little way to be able to allow people to be vulnerable. People love to share what they have to tell. And so it's just a little bit of a platform for them to be able to do that. And each little sign that somebody writes, even if it's just a word, the stories that I've heard behind those signs have been incredible.
Right, so it's sharing.
Yes.
If you could take photographs all day long, but if
yes.
you don't have somebody on the other end of the communication process, another
right.
person who samples what it is you're doing, and with this awesome project, they've helped you find an audience.
Absolutely. And that public art mural was incredibly important to me. I wanted to be able to give back to San Antonio. And I feel like in San Antonio, there are so many people that are hungry for art and are willing to take part and want to see it in their community. And it was a fairly simple project, and I just needed that amount of funds to execute it. And then once it went up, the people that are actually on that mural, how they've reached out and let me know how it's impacted them, being able to see their face and see what their message was displayed, and then people who've now rallied behind the project because they saw the mural out there.
Well, I do want to thank you for sharing your story.
Sure, no
problem. I'm sure there are people out there that need to know that art heals.
Absolutely.
And that you've been through a lot. You seem so chipper and everything, but you've been through a lot.
Yes, and yeah, there's I could go on for a long time of all the traumatic backstories, but I think that the big takeaway for me has been that it's really a decision to be positive and to take growth from difficult situations. And also, you know, everybody's been through something. Everybody has a story. Sometimes they're going through it right then, and you might meet them on the day when it's really their hardest moment. And you have to give people grace and be the positive light sometimes.
I really like the picture of the disabled man in the chair. And that was very inspiring, you know, very positive. And I like that one. How do people apply? How do they get involved with the Awesom Foundation?
Well, online, they can go to awesomefoundation.org, and we have a San Antonio chapter where they can find
us. What's one tip you can give somebody if they're going to apply?
Think of your application project as something that can impact the whole city and move forward from there.
And be brave.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So and go to your site again. Where?
Awesomefoundation.org and find the San Antonio chapter. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, or you can contact us at contact@awesomesa.org.
That's also a great way to find out what you're doing next. Seems like there's always surprises coming out of the Awesom Foundation.
Yes, and we have our award ceremony tonight at Bone Shakers.
Oh, cool. So, awesome. All right. I want to thank you, Dean of the San Antonio Awesom Foundation, Michelle Jacob, two of their recipients, photographer Sarah Brooke Lyons of the 1005 Faces Project, and also Ben Judson of the Wabi Story. That's on this app store. This is The Source.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.